Welcome to another episode of the Mixed Nuts. Thank you for listening. How you guys doing today?
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
So, we figured we would start a series titled the About Last Night series, and just kind of detailing some things that we noticed or and stuff about what we did that night. That previous night.
Yeah, kind of to intertwine it with our informational part of the podcast. This will give you some insight, some other maybe juicy details, some fun stories, and also some questions, thoughts, and opinions on some things that we notice.
So last night we went out to a meet and greet, kind of a surprise visit. All of our friends that were there and everything didn't really expect us to be there.
It's quite a ways away from our house, so.
Yeah.
It's a different town.
Yeah, it gave us an opportunity to just, you know, get out. We weren't doing anything that night, so, hey, let's go hang out.
Yeah, it was, we were actually in bed. It was a Friday. We were in bed watching TV at 7 o'clock, and our friends were actually hosting the meet and greet, so we were talking about it, and then I don't even know whose idea it was, probably yours. I said
let's just go. I mean, we're not doing anything, let's just go.
One thing that we definitely like to do is support our friends and whatever adventures they have in the lifestyle. So if they are having something, we really try to go to it. That's just who we are. So
yeah.
So we weren't doing anything, hopped in the car and drove a little over an hour to the meet and greet, and we were very excited. There was a lot of people that we knew there, and some people that we didn't know that we made friends with.
Yeah, definitely. And just an opportunity to reconnect with some friends, some people that we see often, some people that we, you know, don't see too often. So it was a good time. We had a great opportunity to meet some new people, see some fresh faces. Reintroduce ourselves to some people that we hadn't seen in quite a while, and take it from there.
We really like the meet and greets. I think that's where a lot of people say we know a lot of people.
Yeah,
and I would say we get the majority of the people that we meet, we get the initial connection at a meet and greet, because meet and greets are really a great place to meet somebody, because there's no added pressure of, are we going to play later or what? It's just literally a meet and greet.
Exactly. You're at the meet, and now let's greet. So
have some drinks. The wings there were great.
Yeah, they were great. I actually want some more of those wings right now. that's the whole concept of the meet and greet, is to get to know people. I mean, you might, you know, only see them, you know, you might only speak to them briefly, you know, initially, but if you see him again, and then you have something to fall back on, hey, we met at this such and such meet and greet, blah, 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 and then you go from there. So, yeah, it's just, you know, you plant seeds, people that you're interested in, you know, people that might be interested in you might be planting seeds, and see if, you know, if something can pop off at, you know, at a later date, but.
And even if not that, just to, you never know who knows who, and so the person that you're talking to, you might not have any interest sexually in, but they might know somebody that you know, and you develop a relationship there.
Yeah, I mean, it's just another form of networking. You know, you go to your standard happy hours or your networking events that, you know, might be, you know, industry centered or something like that. But, you know, it's another way to network. You might not have an interest in playing with them at that particular point in time, but you know, you get to talk to them and, you know, figure out what they're into, what they do for a living, and then that can lead to some other thing. So it's just another way to network.
Yeah, for instance, we know several real estate agents. I mean I would do business with one of them before I would, you know, go to the internet and find
an agent. Yeah,
because we typically like I said before, support our friends. So we like to keep it within the lifestyle.
Yeah. So. Yeah. There's one thing that I want to bring up, though. I mean, you know, the last podcast we had, we talked about respect. And we kind of touched on consent and the code and rules and things like that. And I wanted to bring up a topic like, is there a such thing as inherent consent? And what I mean by that is, okay, there's a couple we know, a couple that we've played with multiple times, or maybe even once. Is it okay for me to, you know, go up to that woman, you know, give her a hug, give her a big kiss, maybe squeeze her ass? You know, I didn't ask her, and I know that was one of the topics that we touched on in our last episode, and I just wanted to, you know, put it out there to our audience, give us some feedback on, like, is there such thing as inherent consent? And when we discussed respect and everything in the last episode, and then we went to the meet and greet last night, and after the meet and greet, it got me thinking. Lamb, I was like, damn, I just discussed this last week, and here I am hugging this woman and kissing her and grabbing her ass, and I didn't ask. Is that okay? Now, I wouldn't do that for somebody that I didn't know, or I wouldn't do that to a woman that didn't show an interest. Interest might not be the right word. That didn't show any affection towards me to start off. Because, you know, normally, you know, the typical greet when you greet somebody is you give them a hug, you give them a kiss, either on the lips or on the cheek. Most of the time, I go for the cheek if I don't know you. But there have been times where a woman will directly kiss me on the lips, which, you know, I don't have a problem with. But I just wanted to know, put it out there for you guys and gals. Is there a such thing as inherent consent? Is there a such thing as being too comfortable with someone that's not your partner to where you can assume that you can just do the things that I just described? What do you think, babe?
So it was really interesting when you brought this up to me, because I guess when I, everything that we talked about in the last episode, I kind of felt like once you've crossed that threshold to where you're friends now, I mean, we have people that we've played with, and then we have a group of friends. And so the couple that you're talking about are our friends. And,
well, I'm not even really talking about the, because we, there was a couple that we met the previous week that mm-hmm. we hadn't played with. Mm-hmm. That the vibe between me and her was really good, and between you and her was really good. Uh-huh. But at no point did I ever ask her, hey, can I rub your thigh? Can I squeeze your ass? It just kind of happened.
I mean, I guess so going back to last week's episode, I had a lot of women that have played with you previously that reached out to me to make sure that they at no point disrespected me. And that wasn't really what the point of last week was. I mean, at no point has any of them made me feel disrespected. It was a situational thing to where, you know, when I'm there and some, you know, a bitch will cut me to get to you. That's what I was kind of talking about. So, for me as a woman, I kind of tend to be a little cold if I don't know somebody and I don't want to know them. But once I've played with you, yeah, I don't have a problem with you, you know, coming up and hugging me and squeezing my ass.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that either, as long as we have some kind of relationship, some kind of familiarity with that person, that couple.
Like, there's one couple we haven't played with, but every time we see this couple, I swear, I pretty much expect to be fingered every time we see this couple, the way he hugs me when I have a dress on. And it's a big joke. And literally, I think he is probably the only person that I don't mind doing that. Yeah. I think in your situation that you're talking about, I feel like it's fine. If the roles were reversed, I definitely give off a vibe if I'm okay with you touching me, squeezing me, hugging me. And so I think other women are like that too. Yeah. I think once there's the familiar, say the word.
Can't say the word. Familiarity.
Once we know somebody, I tend to let my guard down, and I don't have a problem with the hugging or the squeezing or the kissing. I think there might be the inherent consent. I'm interested to see what people think, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
On that, but I know for me in general, if I don't want you to touch me, I'll say it. Or a lot of times I just avoid you. So even if there's a couple that we know that I don't particularly want them to touch me or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But also I think maybe in the lifestyle, it's just like once you know somebody and you're familiar with them, there is a level of unimplied consent.
Implied. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. Yeah, we'd love to hear some feedback on that. So let us know your thoughts. And moving on.
Because that's a really great question.
Yeah.
That's a really great question. I've always thought about the initial consent you need to get.
Yeah.
But yeah, I never... I mean, that even went back to... I don't know if you remember this or not, but like, I think it was last summer. We were with some friends of ours, and there was a unicorn friend of theirs that was actually staying in the next room over. And she came in, and she's just a fun, easygoing, just super energetic girl. And we had met them a couple of times, been friendly with them, met her a couple of times, been friendly with her a couple of times. And I bent down and kissed her boob, and she said, "Oh, hey, hold on. You need to ask. You can't just do that." And I was like, "Oh, I do? Okay. My bad. Sorry." So yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. Well, moving on, we'll continue to discuss the about last night. So after the meet and greet, you know, a group of us, we all went to a local club. And it was our first time being there. My initial impressions were... Remember when we went to that club in Kansas City?
Yes.
Now, it kind of reminded me of that.
Yeah.
For some reason, this club was not packed. People were just kind of standing around like the club in Kansas City. Although the people in this club looked a hell of a lot better than the people in Kansas City. You know, hey, no disrespect to Kansas City. It's just we went to that club and that probably wasn't a good night to go. But... So, yeah, but it looks like it could be a really exciting place to hang out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was actually surprised. It was a Friday night, right?
Yeah, last night was Friday night.
Yeah, last night was Friday night. So, yeah, it was just really surprising that it wasn't packed.
Yeah, I think that it... And you know what's funny is we've heard mixed reviews on this place and heard that it's kind of hit and miss.
Yeah.
To me, it kind of reminded me of kind of like a biker bar, maybe. Like, it was just like your average run-of-the-mill kind of, you know, bar, tables, dance floor, some cages to dance in.
Yeah.
Nothing really fancy, elaborate, nothing, you know, no strobe lights or big DJ booth. Yeah. But I think you could have a lot of fun. I think we could have a lot of fun there just if you and me went by ourselves.
Yeah, definitely.
If we went with the expectation that it was going to be, you know, over the top fantastic, we would probably be disappointed. But we kind of just make fun wherever we go.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What do you think about the playrooms?
So I actually liked the playrooms.
Yeah, the playroom.
I thought it was odd.
The setup was nice.
Well, I thought it was... Okay, I don't know if this is like... So, the club was in one area, then you had to walk outside to go into the playroom area. And I don't know if that maybe is a law that they have to be separated. because of the alcohol. But anyways, it was really odd. But once you got in there, they had separate rooms that were kind of designed in theme. And then we had kind of a large group. So they let us in like a private area. And the initial private area that we were in, I mean, apparently we just walked in looking like we owned the place because because everybody else that was already in that room tended to migrate and get chairs like they were
getting ready for a show. Like getting ready to watch a show. I mean, they were about to watch a show. You know, a couple of the, well, one couple wanted to have more of a private setting, which is, you know, I'm fine with.
Yeah. Although I really liked, like they had, there's another club that we went to a while ago last summer where they had like kind of the same get up as in like the leather couches and the leather beds and the leather furniture. But it was like this like brown, like 70s porn looking furniture. And it just turned me off completely. The place was really dark. And I know you had a good time at that place, but I just, it really just kind of, the playroom I didn't like.
Yeah.
In this place, the playroom was kind of like, it looked fun. They had these big, huge, circular leather beds that were huge in the middle. They had the like the different sex position couches and it just looked like we could have put on a great show.
Oh yeah,
our group
But we got into the to the more intimate private room. There were what, six couples, five couples.
Five
couples total. You know, play started. You know, all the ladies played and had a great time, and all the men sat back and watched, and we enjoyed it while we got ourselves ready and everything, you know, to get involved. I know you like that kind of setting where it's just bodies everywhere.
Yeah.
And everything and stuff. So and I like it too. I enjoy it too.
Yeah. I like that. And kind of just to give some history in it. We kind of had went in there. So three of the couples we had already played with several times before.
Yeah.
One couple was new to us. We met them at a prior party about a month ago and had kind of talked a couple of times online and then met them at the meet and greet again. And so we had kind of went into the playroom, you and me, kind of with the mindset of, they were our targets. We wanted to play with them first.
Yeah.
And so as things kind of, we positioned ourselves to where I was with him and you were with her and things started to happen. And then that's kind of where, well, I don't know if you noticed things starting to go south, but.
I mean, I wouldn't say I didn't notice things were going south, but I did notice that one of the guys wasn't getting the attention that the rest of us guys were getting.
But I was trying.
I know, and I appreciate that, babe. I know you were trying.
I was babysit a dick. So I had started trying to play with both of the guys.
Yeah.
Which, if you know me, you know that that is a chore in its own self because I do not like two dicks. I'm a strictly one dick at a time kind of woman. But I knew the setup was all interracial couples.
Yeah.
Except for this one except white
this
couple.
One white couple. Yeah.
That we all know and we're all very friendly with.
And we, you know,
and
we
played with them.
Yeah, we played with them several times, and I think we assumed that at least two other couples would be fine with this couple.
Right. And they weren't.
We later found out. But I mean, those are the things that you live and learn, and you know, you know.
So as we're all playing and my intention was to play with the new guy first and then move over to the white guy. But in the course of that, him and his wife started playing, and then at some point they got up, got dressed and left.
Yeah.
So we do consider him friends, so we kind of felt bad. So you reached out to him the next day.
Yeah.
And he just kind of felt out of place.
Yeah, he just felt left out. And, you know, I understand. I mean, it was, it, it, it can get a little awkward when everybody else is having a good time and you're not. You're just sitting on the sidelines just stroking your cock trying to figure out.
But okay, so here's my question. What is...
I think we should have just got buy-in from the other couples to find out if it was okay if this particular couple joined us before we invited them or even told them that, hey, we're going to go to the playroom.
Did we invite them?
I don't think we did, but...
I think word just got out.
Yeah.
And that's how it is. But I do think from now on, when it comes to this couple, because this couple is always at BBC's parties, and he tends to do pretty good at them. So I think he just assumes that, you know, whenever there's a party, he's included. And super nice guy, but, I mean, the fact of the matter is there are some women that don't want to play with white guys.
Yeah.
And there's women that will play with white guys, but they won't play with white guys they're not attracted to, and they shouldn't, and they shouldn't have to.
Exactly.
Yes, we should have got the input, but I think things move so fast that I think that this is kind of like the first time that this has kind of happened to us, to where next time maybe we'll be more cognizant when they are somewhere and we're planning something that we like. You know, do we keep this on the down low? Do we invite them? Okay, if we invite them, who's going to play with them? Because then if they come, is it my responsibility that I automatically have to play with him first? Yeah. Because I mean,
you want to enjoy yourself.
Right. And
you know, you don't want to feel like you need to babysit somebody. So, you know.
Right. I knew what was going on and I felt bad for him. But is it my responsibility or is it his wife's responsibility?
It's his wife's responsibility. I felt bad for him too, because his wife was having a great time.
And I feel like she should have known.
Yeah.
That when you walk in and there's, you know, four hung guys. And then him, like, you should know that maybe some of us, you know. But I think the problem is that he does do good at the BBC parties, because, you know, he can last forever.
He's got great stamina. So no problem there.
He's always in somebody's line.
Yeah.
And so I think they took for granted that it would happen.
Yeah.
And so, you know, afterwards we kind of talked about it. The group talked about it, and three of the women were like, absolutely not. I don't want to play with him at all, and I shouldn't have to. And we were like, yeah, we don't think you should at all. And granted, if it would have been a new couple that I wasn't attracted to, I wouldn't have played or even had any idea or cared that he, you know, wasn't getting any attention. But it's because we know them. And I think actually we've seen this coming months and months and months ago, because we've actually talked about it. About that couple before. So yeah. I do feel like his wife, I feel like, one, he should have some kind of expectation that there is a possibility this will happen.
Yeah.
So what am I going to do in the process of it? You know, am I going to go over and caress my wife's hair while she's getting played with? Or what? And then I think the wife should also have some kind of expectation of what she needs to do.
I understand what you're saying, but I mean, they play as a couple. So, I mean, if I want to say if the shoe was on the other foot, and that happened to us, I'm going to say that I don't think that I would be cool with not playing and just being left out. So,
well, yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. I don't think we could honestly say.
Yeah, I just think we got to be more cognizant of who
we invite to party. Because you know what? I know where this came up before. My birthday party, because you tried to invite that same couple. And I...
Oh, yeah.
And I told you no because... I told you no because of this exact same reason. Yep. And I didn't want to end up being the only one that played with him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we really do, I think, just need to be cognizant of whenever we see them somewhere, we need to to make sure that everybody understands, you know.
Okay.
Because I don't have a, you know, babysitting dick business lined up yet, so.
Dick sitting.
Yeah, dick sitting. Yeah, in a different, unappreciated way. Drop your man's dick off and
yeah.
I will. Like, let's talk about some of the fun real quick. Cause
okay, let's talk about some of the fun.
That was a hot-ass night.
It was like, a good night. It was a very good night.
So, first of all, it started off with the girls' time. And girl time with this group of guys is impossible because y'all jump in, especially you. I was not surprised to look up and see you were laying on the bed.
I was just getting a close look. That's it.
Yeah.
I was just getting a close look.
Yeah. The girl time was amazing. It was just bodies on top of bodies and hands touching boobs and tongues touching vaginas, and it was just great. And then it moved into the playtime, and it was just I've always had this fantasy of just like climbing over the bed and walking over the bed to the next partner, and it was a huge bed, and it was just, we were all four of us, I mean all four couples lined up and just
hopping, get it in.
Yeah. Hopping, and then at one point I was tapped out, and there was another guy that was tapped out, so we just kind of laid there and watched everybody else and enjoyed the incredible view. God, it was so sexy. That was such a fun night. That place, we've heard mixed reviews about it, but I think the group that we went with, like, we were gonna make our own fun, which in turn gave us a great impression of the place. Like, I would definitely go back to it.
Yeah.
Even definitely. If it was just you and me.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I agree.
So, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we will go back, just me and you. And maybe rope some of those other couples in that we saw just hanging around, just lurking.
They looked so sad when we all left.
Hey, they sure did. They sure did. It was like, aww.
Even the security guard in the private room that we were in kept peeking in the window. Like, I mean... We were, yeah.
He was getting an eyeful.
He definitely got an eyeful. So, okay, so I think that's a wrap. We gave you guys some juicy details, and we're gonna close it out here. Thank you for joining us. We're gonna try and do these little special podcasts whenever we go out and have a great time. Our next one we're gonna try and do Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
So, again. If you have any comments, questions, any topics you want us to tackle, just let us know and we will definitely add them to the list. We appreciate you guys listening to us so much and hope this is valuable to you.
Yep. Well, thank you very much. We are the Mixed Nuts, signing off.
See ya.